and the 10 Sefirot meditation, bringing your awareness to the crown of your head, to Keter. You can touch the crown of your head if you like, to bring your awareness there. Bringing to mind Hu Eloheinu Ein Od. Existence is divinity, and there is nothing else. Atahu, Atahu, now is it, now is the divine. And bringing your right hand to cup the right side of your skull. This is Chokhmah, wisdom, in this case meaning consciousness or awareness. Bringing to mind Emet Malkeinu, Efes Zulato, truth is king. The truth of this moment as it is an intimate connection with truth. And there is nothing in your experience but the truth of whatever your experience is in this moment. And bringing your left hand to the left side of your skull, this is Bina, understanding. And the understanding is that everything that you're perceiving in this moment, on all levels, all of that is not separate from the consciousness that's perceiving it. Your physical body, your feelings, your thoughts, your memories, your sensations, all are arising in consciousness. So the Bina, the understanding, is that there's one experience happening right now, one reality. Kakatuv betorato, as it's written in the Torah, bringing your hands together into prayer pose, palms connected in front of your mouth. Viadata hayom, you shall know today, which means connecting with this moment. And this is the sphere of dat, which means knowledge, but the knowledge that comes from intimate connection, not mere intellectual knowledge. Bidchilu urchimu, in awe and in love, leyached shem, to unify the name, yod hei bavav hei, biyachud shalim, in perfect unity, b'shem kol Yisrael, in the name of the tradition of Israel. This is the unification, once again, of awareness with form. And bringing your right hand to your heart. This is the sphere of chesed, of loving kindness. Behashevota el levavecha, returning your awareness to your heart. And this is the mitzvah of ahavat Hashem, love of the divine as expressed in ve'ahavta et Hashem Elohecha. You shall love existence, being, which is your divinity, with all your heart and all your soul and all your might. And so taking the attitude of lovingly offering your awareness to this moment as it is with Lecha, breathing in. Lecha. And with your right hand on your heart, taking your left hand and bringing it to your belly. This is the sphere of Givura. Strength, that is the strength of continuously returning your attention again and again to your physical body. And that's the mitzvah of Yirat Hashem, awe of the divine, meaning attentiveness, careful attentiveness to connect your awareness with your body and the present moment so that it's not wandering away in its own impulses. Bringing to mind Ki Hashem Hu HaElohim. Ki Hashem, because existence or being, Hu HaElohim. It is the divinity that is embodied in your physical form. So bringing your awareness down into your hips and down through your legs and into your feet and toes. And shining upward into your lungs and heart. And down into your shoulders and arms, hands and fingers. And shining upward into your face, your skull, your nervous system, bringing a little smile to your lips, and affirming this commitment to be present in your body with the word Naaseh, we will do. Breathing in. Naaseh. And keeping your connection with your body, bringing your right hand to touch your forehead. This is the portal of awareness itself and the sphere of Tiferet, grace, beauty, harmony. Because this is the open space which does not judge, which accepts everything and allows everything to be part of the one harmony. And this is the mitzvah of Kiddushim Tihyu, you shall be holy, meaning you shall be not entangled, not trapped by anything, simply the open space within which everything is arising. And affirming your identity as the space of awareness with Vinishma, we will hear, breathing in. Vinishma. And bringing your right hand palm up to your right thigh. This is the sphere of Netzach, of victory, eternity, persistence. This is the persistence of daily spiritual practice. And so may it be your will, Hashem, that through our consistency and coming back again and again to this practice, that your realization should blossom in this body, mind, and this nervous system more and more. And this is Ve'al Ha'aretz Mitachat, upon the earth below. Meaning in the earthiness of our lives, we set aside special time to do our avodah, our spiritual practice. And affirming this commitment, once again with Naaseh, we will do. Breathing in. Naaseh. And bringing left hand palm up to the left thigh. This is Hod. Glory, majesty, and gratitude. In this case, gratitude for the opportunity to practice. Modei ani lefanecha, we give thanks before you. And this is also the mitzvah, ve'achalte v'savata uve'rachta et Hashem Elohecha. You shall eat and be satisfied and bless the divine from which your gifts are coming. This is particularly referring to when you eat food and you say a blessing of gratitude, but really it's the blessing of gratitude in general for all the richness that you're receiving and experiencing. In this case, giving thanks for the opportunity, the constant opportunity to practice. And so bringing to mind the words, ein od, there is nothing else, meaning there is no situation within which we can't practice. We can always apply practice, always fresh, always new, and ever applicable to any situation that we're in by becoming present and opening ourselves to it. And so affirming our gratitude for the practice with the word Lecha, for you, breathing in. Lecha. And bringing hands together in prayer pose once again in front of your chest this time. This is the sphere of Yesod, meaning foundation. In this case, it's the foundation of how you live in the world, how you act toward others. And so may it be your will, Hashem, that the fruit of this practice should manifest in words and actions and even thoughts of blessing, bringing to mind that the purpose is letaken olam, to heal or to fix the world, to do tikkun olam. And we affirm this intention once again with Naaseh, we will do, breathing in. Naaseh. And finally opening hands, palms upward. This is the sphere of Malchut, the kingdom. bringing to mind b'malachut Shaddai, that everything is in the kingdom of Shaddai, the kingdom of the source of all, that is all nurturing. And so we affirm our trust that everything is simply the divine unfolding, whether all of these meditations and intentions seem to be coming to fruit or not coming to fruit, it's all simply Hashem, and so there's a complete trust in all of that. Eftach, eftach, velo efchad, I will trust and I will not fear. So affirming this once again with Vinishma, this openness of trust, breathing in. Venishma. Amen. Kissing your hands. Keeping Atahu going in your mind, opening yourself open-heartedly to this moment as it is, returning awareness again and again to the body, feeling yourself as the open space of awareness, resonating Atahu, 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 and we'll sit together for 7 minutes. And closing with the three portals, hand on your heart, offering yourself to this moment with Lecha. Lecha. And bringing left hand to your belly, connecting with your body, especially with the flow of your breathing, with Naaseh. Breathing in. Naaseh. Right hand touching your forehead, aware of the space of awareness itself, with Vinishma. Vinishma. Atahu, until next time.